Ugh, God. What a nightmare fucking day. First, those idiots fucking in the canoe flipped the whole goddamn thing over. Then, those girls in arts and activities got glitter every fucking where. And then, I couldn't even make it myself a banana split in the calf because people keep stealing the whipped cream and chocolate syrup. Fuck. I just want to collapse into bed and get the fuck off. Thank God everyone's going to be busy with the campfire and snacks. Now I have the cabin to myself for a while. Where is my vibrator? God damn it. Fuck. What is it now? Yes, how may I help you? What do you want? And why aren't you with the other campers? You were looking for me? Why? I've not been avoiding you. What are you talking about? Because I don't want to talk to you. And I always leave as quickly as possible whenever you show up. Well, that's just... Anyway, why does it matter? Why would we talk to each other anyway? It's not like we've ever had an actual conversation. We're practically strangers to each other. Honestly, I didn't even think you knew who I was. Well, yeah. You live next door to me. Believe me, I was painfully aware of that fact. You know, because of all the Netflix and chilling and parties you always had. It's a miracle I ever slept at all. That's right. I heard you with all those people. Is that what you wanted me to say? Did you want me to hear you make those girls scream? Did you want me to hear you make those guys cry? Everyone and anyone you could stick your dick in. You did it as long as I could hear it. Is that it? Oh, what's wrong? Are you embarrassed? Why would you be? You were clearly having time of your life. And that's all that matters, isn't it? You're sorry. You didn't know. Well, that doesn't do shit to make up for the hours of sleep I lost because of you now, does it? Do you know how many times my academic advisor asked if I was okay? How many classmates and colleagues told me I looked tired? That I needed to sleep more? Hell, a sales lady at the mall asked me if I wanted to sample their concealer. Oh, you're really, really sorry. And you'll do anything to make it up to me. Anything? What did you have in mind? Why are you taking off your belt? You're giving it to me. What for? You want me to punish you. Are you sure? I mean, you did say anything. You're right. Fine then. But before we begin, do you have a safe word? You could use the traffic lights, or tab out if you need to. Got that? Perfect. Now, strip. Oh, and so quickly, too. Such an eager boy. Now, get on all fours on my bed. You heard me. Get on my bed. Why do I have a fly swatter? Oh, laugh all you want, but you're still getting spanked. Now, how does 10 spanks sound? 5 on each cheek. Oh, what's that? How did I know that you're into spanking? Well, it's not that difficult to figure out from just how often I heard slaps and such through your walls. Which was one of many sounds that kept me up at night, so you need to pay for that. All right, then. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Now, for the other cheek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good boy. Now, let me see you. Look at me. Good boy. How are you feeling? And what's your color? Green? Interesting. All right then. Let me kiss you for a bit. You do deserve a reward for taking those spanks so well. Continue. Was that a whimper? You poor thing. Like a desperate puppy. Oh, do you like that pet name? All right then, puppy. You'll need to earn more kisses from me. Especially since that belt of yours gave me an idea for another punishment. Now, sit up and lean against the bunk post. I said, sit. What's the matter? Aw, your ass is stinging. Well, too bad. I said, sit. Oh, don't whine. You know you deserve this punishment. Hands behind your back. Thank you. I'm just going to belt your hands behind this bunk bed post. There we go. How's that? Not too tight? Good. Oh, look at you. You're already so hard. What's got you this worked up? Is it me? Is it the fact that someone is telling you what to do like this? Shh, it's okay. You don't have to answer me. I know it's a lot for you to handle right now. Look at you, shivering under my touch. You know, I feel bad for you, seeing you so pathetically eager for me. Your neck. Down to your nipples. I wonder what would happen if I put my teeth on them. Oh, you like that, do you? Look at how hard you are. Leaking so much already. But you'll have to be patient, silly puppy. Look at you squirming as I run my nails over you like this. Do you like that? Your cock certainly looks like it does. You're already leaking so much. Is that for me? Here. Let me sit down on the bed next to you. Oh, look at you, already bucking your hips up into my touch the minute I wrap my hand around your cock. No, I'm not moving my hand yet. I'm a little busy playing with the tip. Your reaction is so fucking cute. God, you're so fucking noisy. Oh, what's that? You're getting close already. Well, I'm just gonna let go of you. No whining. No, you don't get to come. Why would you get to? I've had to hear you have your fun again and again and again and again. Now, is that fair? No, it isn't. So now, it's my turn. Now, it's payback time. There we go. Look at you squirming. Tell me something. Is this why all those dominant people told you to hold still? They'd pull your hair, push you down. Your cock just twitched in my hand. Do you like that? Do you like wondering how many times I hurt you? How many different positions you were in for your hookups? What do you think I did when I hurt you? Do you want to know if it turned me on? If it made me want to touch myself or grab a toy? Do you think I moaned into my hand because I was afraid of alerting you? Well, nope. I could feel you were getting close. Oh, is that making you upset? Oh, you poor, desperate puppy. Shh, it's okay. I can make it feel better. Oh, I know. You keep getting close to coming, and you want me to stop teasing you. But I'm having a little too much fun with your cock, you see. There are times when I imagine having the courage to march into your place and teach you a lesson. Maybe ride the shit out of your cock until you can't come anymore. Or maybe use my teeth on your cock, just a little bit. I wanted to see how many sounds I could get out of you. If I could get you to make the same sounds I heard through my walls. I also wondered if I could get you to make any new noises. Make you so desperate in a way no one else ever has before. Oh. Are you getting close again? No. Well, your cock is telling me otherwise. So let's see. If I just rub at your tip, play with your pre-cum. Oh, your thighs are tensing up. Are you gonna come? What's that? You're still saying no? Are you afraid that if you admit it, I'll stop? Well, you're right. Oh, you poor little thing. You just want to come so bad, don't you? But why should I let you, How are you going to convince me to let you come? Tell me, what do you want to do? If I let you do anything you wanted to me, where would you start? Would you kiss my neck? Play with my tits? Or would you spank me, then fuck the shit out of me as payback for teasing you so much? Is that what you want? Or maybe you'd let me ride you. Either your face or your cock. It would feel so good, wouldn't it? Oh, fuck. Baby, are you coming right now? But I'm not even touching you. I can't decide if that was adorable or if it was pathetic. And you are doing so well. But I was expecting too much of a desperate little puppy whore like you. Well then, perhaps I was overestimating you. What a pity. I used to hear people screaming for hours, but I guess we're done here. What's that? You want another chance? Oh, please. Why should I give you another chance? Fine. If it will get you to stop whining, then I will be nice. What do you want? You want to make me come? Fine then. But only because I've been so damn frustrated all fucking day. I was going to just use my vibrator, but I guess since you're here. I like what you see, puppy. Yes, miss. Oh, what a polite boy you are. Fine then. I'll reward you for remembering your manners. Here. I freed your hands. Tell me your color. Green? Alright then. Now, lay down on the bed. I'm gonna sit on your face. And I'll get up here and lower myself down onto you. Oh, wow. Oh, God. Someone's an eager boy. You're really going for it. Oh, fuck. Did you just... All right, then. Oh, puppy. Go on and grip my hips. I'll still be the one to take control and... Oh, what's wrong? Didn't expect me to put all my weight down on you. Too bad. When I said I was gonna use you, I meant it. Now come on. Be useful and do what you promised to do. Oh God. Your mouth. It's warm. Oh, finally I can shut you up. You moan so fucking loud sometimes. Hell, you're moaning into my cup right now. That's it. Service my clit. Just like that. I wonder if you thought this is how this conversation would go. Did you think we would be able to have a normal talk between adults? Now look at you. Squeeze between my thighs as I use your fucking face. Did I say you could stop? Oh, you poor little thing. Did you need to breathe? Fine. I guess I'll just hover over you then. It's a little disappointing, you know. I was expecting more from you, but no, you're even having trouble making me... Oh, what are you... Hey... Let go of my shit. Oh, fuck. You can't just. You can't just yank me back onto your face like that. I can't even get up now. My arms are wrapped around my legs so tight. Fuck. Shit. Oh my god. Damn it. Oh god. Holy shit. Oh, you're relentless. Fuck. All right. Fine. Come on. Make me come. Come on. Come on. Fuck. Oh, you can do it. I'm getting closer, puppy. Make it happen, come on. Holy shit. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Yes. God. Yes. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, shit. Good boy for making me come. Fuck. Wait, are you okay? Oh, fuck. Hang on, let me get you a towel, and some water. Here, drink the water while I clean you up, and eat this. Yeah, I keep protein bars in my bag in case anyone needs to recharge. You know, after all the physical activity that people do at this camp. Are you okay? Was that too much? Oh. You're crying because you're sorry and not because of what I did. That's fine. I actually forgave you a while ago. Because, honestly, it's my fault too. Like, yeah, you could have been quieter, but it's not like I ever told you to keep a downer or something. Why didn't I tell you? Well, believe it or not, I'm actually kind of shy. Like, I'm a huge introvert, and I didn't know how to talk to you. That's why. Especially since you're so... I guess I thought you wouldn't even take me seriously. I mean, everyone tells me that I'm boring and I need to live a little, so I guess I thought a party boy like you would just laugh me off. What? You want to have dinner with me? Why? Why would you want to have dinner with me, of all people? I'm honestly more surprised that you're not outside with all the more outspoken people. Why do you keep seeking me out? You heard me crying in the hallway the night before my capstone presentation? Well, that's embarrassing. Wait. Does that mean you heard me cussing you out and kicking your door? You wanted to make it up to me? Oh, well, I'm sorry too. I let my emotions get the better of me, and I didn't even give you a chance to explain yourself. You know what? Just for that, you get a badge. How about this one for communication? Sound good? Cool. Now, come here. Let's just get some sleep. We'll discuss your behavior again in the morning.